This is CPR News. I'm Vic Vella. Supporters of a Denver middle school principal protested the man's firing last night. They say he was wrongfully fired for going on TV to voice concerns about school safety. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
We want our principal back.
Supporters gathered at McCulloch International School, where Kurt Dennis served as principal since it opened 12 years ago. The group wants him reinstated. Former students, staff, and parents spoke about Dennis's impact at the school. Former student and current employee Cecilia Pablo says great Uncle Kurt was more than just a principal.
He has always been the type of person who continuously puts others first. I have seen him help many families grow into outstanding people and provide others with countless opportunities. One of those families is my very own.
Denver Public Schools says Dennis was fired for violating student privacy laws during a TV interview. Dennis is in the process of filing a lawsuit against the district. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A federal appeals court has dismissed a Weld County lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency. Commissioners claim the agency unlawfully used old data when it drew a map of areas that violated ozone pollution rules. A federal judge disagreed and rejected the lawsuit. Weld County commissioners say the EPA's monitoring data is skewed by wildfire smoke and will reevaluate their legal options. It's billed as America's largest beer festival, and tickets go on sale today. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Each year, tens of thousands of beer connoisseurs and brewers descend on downtown Denver from all over the world for the Great American Beer Festival. Along with samples of thousands of different styles and tastes, the Boulder-based Brewers Association also holds a competition, giving gold, silver, and bronze medals for each official style. Attendance has dropped since the pandemic, but officials hope this year's festival in late September will draw crowds back. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.